Cuomo in March said he trusted AG Tish James to conduct a fair investigation into the sexual harassment allegations against him from multiple women. But as the probe continues, the governor and his top aides have said several times that James might be politically motivated because she's considering a run for governor. James has not announced any plans to seek higher office. Cuomo, who was interviewed by the AG's office for several hours on July 17th, is now questioning the integrity of the investigators that James authorized to conduct the probe.
I have concerns as to the independence of the reviewers. That's what I've said. And is politics, is this all happening in a political system? Yes, that is undeniable.
When asked by reporters why he thinks the investigators are biased, the governor said,
"Go to Google. Google the independent reviewers and tell me what you see."
One of the lead investigators, June Kim, a former acting U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, was a top deputy to former U.S. attorney Preet Bharara. Bharara oversaw cases that resulted in Cuomo's former top aide, Joe Prococo, and other former associates of the governor being sent to federal prison. Bharara, on his podcast, Stay Tuned with Preet, predicted that Kim's report will be impartial and unbiased.
The report will be fact-based, professional. It will be without innuendo. It will be a cold look at the facts, mentioning corroboration if there is any, dismissing some allegations that may have been reported if there was no evidence to support them, and the report will speak for itself.
Bharara accused Cuomo of using tactics similar to those of former President Donald Trump, who tried to undermine the investigations against him by calling them, without evidence, a witch hunt. The former U.S. attorney also addressed a story in the New York Post's Page Six. It said the governor and his aides were spreading rumors that Bharara wanted to run for governor and would try to persuade Kim to come up with a negative report against Cuomo to help his former boss's political aspirations. Bharara calls that theory demented.
I'm not planning to run for governor next year, and everyone who knows me knows that.
Even though the governor impugned the motives of the AG's investigators, Cuomo also says he expects the truth will come out in the investigation.
And when they get the facts, I am very confident that they will be shocked at what they have heard about this versus what they know about it. And I'm confident that when they get the facts, they're going to understand exactly what happened.
A spokesperson for the Attorney General declined to comment. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.